Welcome, Amy, to Executive Peak.
Thank you so much, Sasha, for having me on your wonderful show. I'm happy to be here with you.
So, Amy, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
I do. You know, I like to start each day being grateful to be alive and thanking all of the people in my life that I hold dear. So I say a personal prayer for the beautiful opportunity to be the mother of my two amazing children, Maxwell and Ruby. And I say a prayer of being grateful that I found the love of my life with my amazing husband, Scott, who actually also happens to be my business partner, so we get to go on that incredible journey together. And I also just recognize people in my life that I've loved dearly who are no longer here in the physical form, and I just take a moment to honor what they mean to me and how I can keep their memory alive by just doing good deeds that honor their legacy. So that's the way that I actually like to start and end every day. And I feel like it kind of grounds me and centers me in the things that are most important to me, which are based on love and family.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
You know, it's actually probably some words of wisdom that Nima, my grandma who raised me, told me, and that was never, ever, ever give up. And I think that helped mold me into a very tenacious person. I was told often that my dreams were stupid, what I wanted to accomplish was impossible, especially building a career in the entertainment industry with, you know, no connections to Hollywood and starting my business, literally cold calling people and showing up at the offices of companies that I wanted to work with, you know, at 19 years old. And I always had my grandma's voice in my head telling me to never, ever, ever give up. And knowing that the dreams that I had were worth pursuing and that with time and effort and sheer will and determination that I could make them a reality, that was like the fuel for my fire that I needed when days were long and hard. And, you know, it felt like, should I throw the towel in? I would just always remember that I have to keep pushing forward.
Amy, do you have any hidden talents?
I think probably my best trait would just be connecting with people, being able to authentically be myself and make a safe space for other people to be their authentic selves. I really believe that you haven't lived until you've shared both joy and pain with other human beings. And so the way to do that is to just connect in deep and meaningful ways. And I think that's probably one of my best qualities.
What is the most courageous thing that you've done in the past year?
In the past year, I think recognizing during the pandemic that my mental health was suffering because I wasn't able to do the same things as part of my normal routine because I was, you know, working from home and, you know, trying to keep our family safe. Hot yoga for me is one of the most powerful tools in my toolbox on my journey of healing from the trauma that I experienced as a survivor of domestic violence and sexual assault and human trafficking. And during, you know, the height of the pandemic, I was unable to go to those classes. And that's really where I release a lot of my physical pain, but also my emotional trauma from those experiences. And not being able to have that sense of community with the people that I practice yoga with, and also that release, which I rely on for my mental health, was difficult. So I had to find, you know, the courage to and the compassion to treat myself with grace and kindness and recognize that I was still going to be okay. And when I was having a rough day or, you know, things were coming up and I was being triggered, just being able to rely on the things that I learned in my yoga practice and do them at home by myself and take that moment to breathe or take 15, 20 minutes out to meditate and just come back to this sense of peace and calm that I really needed.
What is the true meaning of true heart?
Oh, that's a great question. So True Heart is, I think, what I've embodied my whole life, this ability to be authentically myself. And I believe that love is the most powerful force in the universe. It definitely transformed my life in the most beautiful ways. So having a true heart is doing things from a place of love and wanting to ease other people's pain and suffering and just being a helper. I believe that if everybody does a few, good deeds every day, these small random acts of kindness create a ripple effect of goodness in the universe. And so to me, that's what being a true heart is all about. And it's, my personal brand of who I am as a human being. And then what I help shape my purpose-driven companies to represent.
Amy, when the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Yeah, so I'm a person that definitely leads with my heart first. I'm definitely very emotionally and heart-centered. And my husband is more thinking everything through kind of like with rationale and logic and reason. So I think we make a great team in balancing each other out. And so if we, in our business life together, come up with a situation that's not making sense, and I feel one way, very strongly emotionally, and Scott feels one way very strongly, coming from an intellectual standpoint, we'll kind of discuss our feelings and weigh the pros and cons of the situation. Ultimately, we always end up trusting our gut. I think intuition is one of our most powerful tools that we all need to learn how to tap into. So if we feel pulled in a certain direction by our intuition, then that's always our guiding force that we follow.
What is your favorite comfort food?
Oh my gosh. So when I was pregnant with our daughter Ruby, I had hyperemesis and I couldn't really eat anything, but mangoes are what sustained me throughout my entire pregnancy. So I used to joke that my daughter was like my little mango in my tummy. I was only able to eat like a few mangoes a day, and that's what sustained me and kept me going. So when I think about just like how much joy and love my daughter has brought into my life, I think back to like, it all started with these mangoes that kept me going during that difficult pregnancy. So there's comfort and joy and love for me in eating a mango.
Amy, do you have any pet peeves?
Yeah, for me, I think when people, are not coming with good energy into a relationship, I feel like hurt people. So if you haven't kind of resolved trauma or tragedy in your past and you haven't been willing to face that, then sometimes you can operate from a place of being negative or toxic. And I think a lot of times people don't mean to do that because they're hurting, they're suffering. And so it's not so much as a pet peeve of mine, but more just wanting to see people feel good and be healthy in body, mind, and spirit. So I wish people would practice self-care more so that they would feel good about themselves and be able to live the happy and healthy life that they deserve. But then also so their interactions with other human beings are happy, healthy, and positive.
Is there any book that you have read recently or a show that you have binge-watched?
Well, one of my favorite books of all time that I go back to and I reread every few years is a brilliant book called The Gift of Fear by Gavin DeBecker. And Gavin is also a survivor of interpersonal violence. And he wrote this book about tapping into the fear that we sometimes feel and not being afraid of that. But it's our body giving us these warning signs, like when your heart starts racing or your stomach's in knots or you get the chills. This is your body's warning system, the ways to spot the red flags or the warning signs of a dangerous situation. And that if we learn to tap into that, it's a really helpful tool. Gavin's gone on to protect U.S. presidents, world leaders, A-list celebrities. He's probably one of the world's most foremost experts on personal security and safety. So for me, reading this book was a game changer in my life, and I recommend it to everyone because it shows you that sometimes when you're feeling afraid, that's not a bad thing. It's actually listening to your gut to protect you from a situation that might not be serving you.
And what is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I always love to spend time with Scott, my husband. You know, we like to relax and unwind with some of our favorite shows. It's just a great way to kind of like de-stress and, you know, put everything from the day that we worked on like behind us and like just laugh together and enjoy some quality time. And then we always kind of like review the day of what happened and talk about like what's coming up next for our family and for our business over the next few days.
And finally, Amy, what do you do and where can people find you?
Well, thanks for asking, Sasha. We, as I mentioned earlier, love to do a little bit of good every day, and we want to invite everyone into our True Heart community to join us in giving back. So we have our cause agency that connects celebrities and purpose-driven brands to team up and help raise millions of dollars for great causes. And then we just launched our True Heart Social Impact search engine earlier this summer. And that's a free and easy way for everyone to change the world just by searching the web. So you're doing something like looking at cute puppy videos or checking the weather or booking a dinner reservation anyway online. Now you can do that with us at trueheart.com, and we donate 80% of our net profits to our six charity partners: Smile Train, Action Against Hunger, Global Green, PFLAG National, Four Paws for Ability, and Variety Boys and Girls Club. And these are incredible nonprofits that work tirelessly every day to save lives, feed the hungry, protect the planet, promote animal welfare, fight for equality, and support our youth. And so when you search with us, your search is power donations to our nonprofit partners. And we show you where every dollar goes to make a difference. So for example, with our friends at Global Green, we're planting trees in the Amazon rainforest to save that precious ecosystem. With our friends at Action Against Hunger, they are providing meals and essential services to families in over 46 countries. And with our friends at Variety Boys and Girls Club, they are providing college scholarships to incredibly talented and deserving kids in communities of high need. So we produce these beautiful impact videos where you can see the results of everyone in the True Heart community coming together to make a difference. And it's our belief that there are billions of people in the world with big, beautiful hearts who want to transform their local communities, but they don't have the financial means to donate to charity. So this is a way for them to be included in philanthropy. And it's a way where we were able to help democratize it and invite everybody in. So whether you're 8 or you're 80 years old, you can just take out your phone, your tablet, your computer, make us your default search engine. It takes about 10 seconds, and commit to consciously having your searches have an environmental and social impact. So the more people that search with us, the bigger the impact we can make. And our ambitious goal is to donate $1 billion to charity. And obviously, the more we grow, we can then start supporting more wonderful nonprofits who are doing amazing things around the world. So you can also check us out on social media at We Are True Heart, exactly as those four words are spelled, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you could keep up with our social impact campaigns there.
Thank you, Amy, for sharing your insight. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sasha, for having me. It was a pleasure to be with you on ExecuPeak.